Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. It's episode number 54. I'm Steve Webb, and today we're going to be reading chapters 13 and 14 of Leviticus. So let's begin. Leviticus chapter 13. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron. When someone has a swelling or a scab or a bright spot on the skin of his body, that may become a diseased infection. He must be brought to Aaron the priest or one of his sons the priests. The priest must then examine the infection on the skin of the body, and if the hair in the infection has turned white and the infection appears to be deeper than the skin of the body, then it is a diseased infection. So when the priest examines it, he must pronounce the person unclean. If it is a white spot on the skin of his body, but it does not appear to be deeper than the skin, and the hair has not turned white, then the priest is to quarantine the person with the infection for 7 days. The priest must then examine it on the 7th day, and if, as far as he can see, the infection has stayed the same and has not spread on the skin, then the priest is to quarantine the person for another 7 days. The priest must then examine it again on the 7th day, and if the infection has faded and has not spread on the skin, then the priest is to pronounce the person clean. It is a scab, so he must wash his clothes and be clean. If, however, the scab is spreading further on the skin after he has shown himself to the priest for his purification, then he must show himself to the priest a second time. The priest must then examine it, and if the scab has spread on the skin, then the priest is to pronounce the person unclean. It is a disease. When someone has a diseased infection, he must be brought to the priest. The priest will then examine it, and if a white swelling is on the skin, it has turned the hair white, and there is raw flesh in the swelling, it is a chronic disease on the skin of his body, so the priest is to pronounce him unclean. The priest must not merely quarantine him, for he is unclean. If, however, the disease breaks out on the skin so that the disease covers all the skin of the person with the infection from his head to his feet, as far as the priest can see, the priest must then examine it. And if the disease covers his whole body, he is to pronounce the person with the infection clean. He has turned all white, so he is clean. But whenever raw flesh appears in it, he will be unclean. So the priest is to examine the raw flesh and pronounce him unclean. It is diseased. If, however, the raw flesh once again turns white, then he must come to the priest. The priest will then examine it, and if the infection has turned white, the priest is to pronounce the person with the infection clean. He is clean. When someone's body has a boil on its skin and it heals, and in the place of the boil there is a white swelling or a reddish-white bright spot, he must show himself to the priest. The priest will then examine it, and if it appears to be deeper than the skin and its hair has turned white, then the priest is to pronounce the person unclean. It is a diseased infection that has broken out in the boil. If, however, the priest examines it and there is no white hair in it, it is not deeper than the skin, and it has faded, then the priest is to quarantine him for 7 days. If it is spreading further on the skin, then the priest is to pronounce him unclean. It is an infection. But if the bright spot stays in its place and has not spread, it is the scar of the boil, so the priest is to pronounce him clean. When a body has a burn on its skin and the raw area of the burn becomes a reddish-white or white bright spot, the priest must examine it, and if the hair has turned white in the bright spot and it appears to be deeper than the skin, it is a disease that has broken out in the burn. The priest is to pronounce the person unclean. It is a diseased infection. If, however, the priest examines it and there is no white hair in the bright spot, it is not deeper than the skin, and it has faded, then the priest is to quarantine him for 7 days. The priest must then examine it on the 7th day, and if it is spreading further on the skin, then the priest is to pronounce him unclean. It is a diseased infection. But if the bright spot stays in its place, has not spread on the skin, and it has faded, then it is the swelling of the burn, so the priest is to pronounce him clean, because it is the scar of the burn. When a man or a woman has an infection on the head or in the beard, the priest is to examine the infection, and if it appears to be deeper than the skin, and the hair in it is a reddish yellow and thin, then the priest is to pronounce the person unclean. It is scal, a disease of the head or the beard. But if the priest examines the skull infection and it does not appear to be deeper than the skin, and there is no black hair in it, then the priest is to quarantine the person with the skull infection for 7 days. The priest must then examine the infection on the 7th day, and if the skull has not spread, there is no reddish-yellow hair in it, and the skull does not appear to be deeper than the skin, then the individual is to shave himself, but he must not shave the area infected by the skull, and the priest is to quarantine the person with the skull for another 7 days. The priest must then examine the skull on the 7th day, and if the skull has not spread on the skin, and it does not appear to be deeper than the skin, then the priest is to pronounce him clean. So he is to wash his clothes and be clean. If, however, the skull spreads further on the skin after his purification, then the priest is to examine it, and if the skull has spread on the skin, the priest is not to search further for reddish-yellow hair. The person is unclean. If, as far as the priest can see, the skull has stayed the same and black hair has sprouted in it, the skull has been healed. The person is clean. So the priest is to pronounce him clean. When a man or a woman has bright spots, white bright spots, on the skin of their body, the priest is to examine them, and if the bright spots on the skin of their body are faded white, it is a harmless rash that has broken out on the skin. The person is clean. When a man's head is bare so that he is balding in back, he is clean. If his head is bare on his forehead so that he is balding in front, he is clean. But if there is a reddish-white infection in the back or front bald area, it is a disease breaking out in his back or front bald area. The priest is to examine it, and if the swelling of the infection is reddish-white in the back or front bald area, like the appearance of a disease on the skin of the body, he is a diseased man. He is unclean. The priest must surely pronounce him unclean because of his infection on his head. As for the diseased person who has the infection, his clothes must be torn, the hair of his head must be unbound, he must cover his mustache, and he must call out, "Unclean, unclean." The whole time he has the infection, he will be continually unclean. He must live in isolation, and his place of residence must be outside the camp. When a garment has a diseased infection in it, whether a wool or linen garment, or in the warp or woof of the linen, or the wool, or in leather or anything made of leather, if the infection in the garment or leather or warp or woof of any article of leather is yellowish green or reddish, it is a diseased infection and it must be shown to the priest. The priest is to examine and then quarantine the article with the infection for 7 days. He must then examine the infection on the 7th day. If the infection has spread in the garment, or in the warp, or in the woof, or in the leather, whatever the article into which the leather was made, the infection is a malignant disease. It is unclean. He must burn the garment, or the warp, or the woof, whether wool or linen, or any article of leather which has the infection in it. Because it is a malignant disease, it must be burned up in the fire. But if the priest examines it and the infection has not spread in the garment, or in the warp, or in the woof, or any article of leather, the priest is to command that they wash whatever has the infection and quarantine it for another 7 days. The priest must then examine it after the infection has been washed out, and if the infection has not changed its appearance, even though the infection has not spread, it is unclean. You must burn it up in the fire. It is a fungus, whether on the back side or front side of the article. But if the priest has examined it and the infection has faded after it has been washed, he is to tear it out of the garment or the leather or the warp or the woof. Then if it still appears again in the garment or the warp or the woof or in any article of leather, it is an outbreak. Whatever has the infection in it, you must burn up in the fire. But the garment, or the warp, or the woof, or any article of leather which you wash and infection disappears from it, is to be washed a second time, and it will be clean. This is the law of the diseased infection in the garment of wool or linen, or the warp or woof, or any article of leather, for pronouncing it clean or unclean. Leviticus chapter 14. The Lord spoke to Moses. This is the law of the diseased person on the day of his purification, when he is brought to the priest. The priest is to go outside the camp and examine the infection. If the infection of the diseased person has been healed, then the priest will command that 2 live clean birds, a piece of cedar wood, a scrap of crimson fabric, and some twigs of hyssop be taken up for the one being cleansed. The priest will then command that one bird be slaughtered into a clay vessel over fresh water. Then he is to take the live bird along with the piece of cedar wood, the scrap of crimson fabric, and the twigs of hyssop, and he is to dip them and the live bird in the blood of the slaughtered over the fresh water, and sprinkle it 7 times on the one being cleansed from the disease, pronounce him clean, and send the live bird away over the open countryside. The one being cleansed must then wash his clothes, shave off all his hair, and bathe in water, and so be clean. Then, afterward, he may enter the camp, but he must live outside his tent 7 days. When the 7th day comes, he must shave all his hair, his head, his beard, his eyebrows, all his hair, and he must wash his clothes, bathe his body in water, and so be clean. On the 8th day, he must take 2 flawless male lambs, 1 flawless yearling female lamb, 3/10 of an ephah of choice wheat flour as a grain offering mixed with olive oil, and 1 log of olive oil. And the priest who pronounces him clean will have the man who is being cleansed stand along with these offerings before the Lord at the entrance of the meeting tent. The priest is to take 1 male lamb and present it for a guilt offering along with the log of olive oil and present them as a wave offering before the Lord. He must then slaughter the male lamb in the place where the sin offering and the burnt offering are slaughtered, in the sanctuary, because, like the sin offering, the guilt offering belongs to the priest. It is most holy. Then the priest is to take some of the blood of the guilt offering and put it on the right earlobe of the one being cleansed, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. The priest will then take some of the log of olive oil and pour it into his own left hand. Then the priest is to dip his right forefinger into the olive oil that is in his left hand and sprinkle some of the olive oil with his finger 7 times before the Lord. The priest will then put some of the rest of the olive oil that is in his hand on the right earlobe of the one being cleansed, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. On the blood of the guilt offering and the remainder of the olive oil that is in his hand, the priest is to put on the head of the one being cleansed. So the priest is to make atonement for him before the Lord. The priest must then perform the sin offering and make atonement for the one being cleansed from his impurity. After that, he is to slaughter the burnt offering, and the priest is to offer the burnt offering and the grain offering on the altar. So the priest is to make atonement for him, and he will be clean. If the person is poor and does not have sufficient means, he must take 1 male lamb as a guilt offering for a wave offering and to make atonement for himself, 1/10 of an ephah of choice wheat flour mixed with olive oil for a grain offering, a log of olive oil, and 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons which are within his means. One will be a sin offering and the other a burnt offering. On the 8th day, he must bring them for his purification to the priest at the entrance of the meeting tent before the Lord. And the priest is to take the male lamb of the guilt offering and the log of olive oil and wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. Then he is to slaughter the male lamb of the guilt offering, and the priest is to take some of the blood of the guilt offering and put it on the right earlobe of the one being cleansed, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. The priest will then pour some of the olive oil into his own left hand and sprinkle some of the olive oil that is in his left hand with his right forefinger 7 times before the Lord. Then the priest is to put some of the olive oil that is in his hand on the right earlobe of the one being cleansed, on the thumb of his right hand and on the big toe of his right foot, on the place of the blood of the guilt offering, and the remainder of the olive oil that is in the hand of the priest he is to put on the head of the one being cleansed to make atonement for him before the Lord. He will then make 1 of the turtle doves or young pigeons which are within his means a sin offering and the other a burnt offering along with the grain offering. So the priest is to make atonement for the one being cleansed before the Lord. This is the law of the one in whom there is a diseased infection who does not have sufficient means for his purification. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, "When you enter the land of Canaan, which I am about to give to you for a possession, and I put a diseased infection in a house in the land you are to possess, then whoever owns the house must come and declare to the priest, 'Something like an infection is visible to me in the house.' Then the priest will command that the house be cleared before the priest enters to examine the infection, so that everything in the house does not become unclean, And afterward, the priest will enter to examine the house. He is to examine the infection, and if the infection in the walls of the house consists of yellowish-green or reddish eruptions, and if it appears to be deeper than the surface of the wall, then the priest is to go out of the house to the doorway of the house and quarantine the house for 7 days. The priest must return on the 7th day and examine it. And if the infection has spread in the walls of the house, then the priest is to command that the stones that had the infection in them be pulled and thrown outside the city into an unclean place. Then he is to have the house scraped all around on the inside, and the plaster which is scraped off must be dumped outside the city into an unclean place. They are to take the other stones and replace those stones, and he is to take the other plaster and replaster the house. If the infection returns and breaks out in the house after he has pulled out the stones, scraped the house, and it is replastered, the priest is to come and examine it. And if the infection has spread in the house, it is a malignant disease in the house. It is unclean. He must tear down the house, its stones, its wood, and all the plaster of the house, and bring all of it outside the city to an unclean place. Anyone who enters the house all the days the priest has quarantined it will be unclean until evening. Anyone who lies down in the house must wash his clothes. Anyone who eats in the house must wash his clothes. If, however, the priest enters and examines it, and the infection has not spread in the house after the house has been replastered, then the priest is to pronounce the house clean, because the infection has been healed. Then he is to take 2 birds, a piece of cedar wood, a scrap of crimson fabric, and some twigs of hyssop, to decontaminate the house, and he is to slaughter 1 bird into a clay vessel over fresh water. He must then take the piece of cedar wood, the twigs of hyssop, the scrap of crimson fabric, and the live bird, and dip them in the blood of the slaughtered bird and in the fresh water, and sprinkle the house 7 times. So he is to decontaminate the house with the blood of the bird, the fresh water, the live bird, the piece of cedar wood, the twigs of hyssop, and the scrap of crimson fabric. And he is to send the live bird away outside the city into the open countryside. So he is to make atonement for the house, and it will be clean. This is the law for all diseased infections, for scald, for the diseased garment, for the house, for the swelling, for the scab, and for the bright spot, to teach when something is unclean and when it is clean. This is the law for dealing with infectious disease. Well, I certainly hope you were not eating a meal during the reading of these particular scriptures. But for the people of Israel, this was an important teaching. Tomorrow we'll be reading Leviticus chapters 15 through 17. Will you join me then? I look forward to it. My name is Steve Webb. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.